You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland recently became the third city in the country to ban the use of facial recognition software by the police department. San Francisco enacted a similar ban in May, followed by Somerville, Massachusetts. The software is used by police around the country to find wanted suspects and find missing children. But civil liberties advocates say the technology is faulty and can lead to wrongful arrests and convictions. KALW's justice reporter Holly J. McDee joins me now to talk about how these tools have impacted privacy and policing. Hey, Holly.
Hi, Hannah.
So how does this kind of technology work?
So it's kind of like how your computer or phone can tell you who the people in your photos are.
Yeah.
The technology basically runs through different features of a person's face, eye color, for instance, and it matches it against images that are already stored in databases to figure out who you are.
So what kinds of databases are we talking about?
Like state driver's license databases, for instance. A study from Georgetown University found that half of all American adults have their images stored in one or more of these kinds of databases.
Okay, and who is using this data?
It really runs the gamut. Some retail stores use this technology to track regular customers or shoplifters. Taylor Swift had reportedly used this technology to track stalkers.
Mm-hmm.
There are virtual eyeglass fitting companies and virtual makeover sites that use it too. Major League Baseball teams are even looking into using this technology to admit fans to games.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's law enforcement.
Okay, law enforcement. So how do police use the technology?
Police agencies around the country use the technology to identify suspects. If they stop a suspect, but the person refuses to give their name, for instance,
mm-hmm.
police can snap a photo of them, then plug their image into the databases they have, use this technology to figure out who they are.
Mm.
And police argue these tools have helped them identify suspects in the past. Like, we're talking bank robbers, rapists, car thieves, and suspects who've been involved in mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a really important tool for these agencies. They've used it to find missing people and identify people killed in car crashes. But it can also be used to track protesters and monitor people who haven't committed any crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras are everywhere.
Right.
So police can use that footage to scan the faces of pedestrians walking down the street. And for people worried about privacy, that is extremely troublesome.
So what kind of regulations do we have around using this software?
Not much, which is why Oakland is taking steps now to ban the technology in the city entirely to get ahead of any problems.
And what are the concerns about the technology in Oakland?
So facial recognition software is not used in any Oakland agency right now. Oakland's ban stops police from both acquiring the software or using it at all in the future.
Uh-huh.
Privacy experts are worried it could be used to monitor protesters and to arrest people for petty crimes like jaywalking.
Mm.
The other worry is that this technology actually is not all that accurate, and it could lead to false convictions. The technology is pretty accurate for identifying white men, for instance, but the darker the skin, the more errors come up, especially for dark-skinned women, because there are fewer images of black women in driver's license databases, for example. That's according to researchers at MIT.
Mm-hmm.
So this technology is actually so flawed that the largest maker of police body cameras recently rejected the possibility of selling facial recognition technology, saying it's just not advanced enough for law enforcement to depend on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, supporters of the technology argue that total bans are not necessary, like the Oakland Police Department. They actually advocated for stricter regulations around this technology instead of just banning it completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's next in this battle over facial recognition software?
Well, California is looking to tackle it at the state level. A bill to ban the use of the software in police body cameras is making its way through the legislature. But this isn't just a police issue.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of tool is everywhere. And at the federal level, there is a proposed bill that could ban companies from using the technology to track consumers without their consent.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Oakland, the city council still has to take a second vote on the ban in September.
Okay. Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Hannah.
Holly J. McDeed is KALW's justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@kalw.org.